Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese every Friday at 3 o'clock. Our Eagles reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, now. Yes, Elliot is now all done. He's WIP's property. We own him here. But he also does a lot on the Go Birds podcast with Barchard and Seltzer.
Yeah.
And these guys were slugging back and forth on Jordan Matthews being better than Alshon Jeffrey, which we'll get to in a second. But he joins us right now, as he does every Friday at 3 o'clock. Elliot Shore Parks, read him at 94WIP.com. What's up, ESP?
I'm ready to make a move for Le'Veon. That's what's up. I think it's the move.
Wow. See, I wasn't even expecting you to come in with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Elliot, let's break it down. First of all, this week, where did this Clement injury come from? All of a sudden he's on the injury list with an injured quad. Is he in danger? Nice question. Was he in danger not to start?
I think he's going to play. I think he will play. I mean, the quad injury is something, it was new to the injury report today. He's listed as questionable. Expect him to play. But look, even if he does play, that's something you're going to at least have to monitor, right? If you were going to give him a big workload on Sunday, now that's kind of questionable within itself. So with no Sproles, no Ajayi, I think Clement plays, but they're definitely, getting thin there at running back.
They're going to need him to play.
Well, I mean, if he can't go, if he can only go so much, I think what Elliot's trying to say, if you had planned on giving him a heavy workload.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't give him a heavy workload.
And you have to worry about once if he re-aggravates it during a game. Yeah. Now you're going with Smallwood and Josh Adams, and you're trying to protect Carson too with blitzes and things like that. So I know they'll feel better with Corey Clement in there. Let me ask you this, because you heard the topic. Le'Veon Bell obviously isn't signing with the Steelers until the last second, which would be, I guess, after Game 9 or before Game 10.
Right.
If the Steelers would make a move, a first round pick, and you would do the trade, and then you would sign him, would the Eagles easily be able to fit that under the cap? They got to pay Carson Wentz. Ron Darby's going to be a free agent. If you want to keep him, you're going to have to pay him. Would the Eagles be able to get Carson and Le'Veon done in addition to the first round pick?
Yeah, so right now the Eagles are projected to be over the cap by $20 million or so, but that's going to change because Nick Foles won't be back. He has a big cap hit. There's a bunch of different guys. So the thing I've learned is Howie is one of the best in the league at navigating the cap. I personally don't think Howie would give a running back a big contract, so it's a hypothetical in that way. But if, for whatever reason, they were to somehow make a move for Le'Veon, which I would be surprised, I think they could make it work, but, you would have to say bye to Brandon Graham, Ronald Darby, but they're probably saying bye to them anyway. So it really would just be a matter of how much it would impact Carson, and I don't know it would impact him all that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only thing it does, Elliot, is it may have them sort of prolong, waiting another year to give Carson his big extension, as they can do it after his third year. He's the first year he's eligible to get it.
Yeah.
I don't think they would want to make him wait another year, but I guess that's one way of looking at it. Like, maybe you can squeeze in another year of salary cap money being ate up by other players before you have to pay Carson his big deal. But I'm sure his agent is going to want that deal as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're Carson, especially coming off of this injury, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's seen that at any moment it can go. But look, whether we're talking Le'Veon or we're talking Josh Gordon, Antonio Brown, the Eagles need to go out and get some weapons, because we're talking about Carson returning. Part of what's going to make his return successful coming off this injury is having players around him that is going to make his life easier. Like, you don't want Carson going out there on Sunday and having to make plays because you're giving DeAndre Carter like 50 snaps or whatever.
Right.
These receivers. So. Yeah. You have to overpay. I mean, the Eagles are a win-now team. So when we talk about these type of moves, like, it sounds crazy to give up a big asset or to pay a big deal to a running back or Antonio Brown or whoever, but they're a win-now team that needs playmakers. So I think, they should be aggressive when it comes to that stuff.
I agree with you. Elliot Shore Parks, you can read him on 94WIP.com. You can listen to the Go Birds podcast. He's all over the radio station all week long. Elliot, Jordan Matthews back this week. How much do you expect him to play? And also, Alshon Jeffrey now is questionable on the injured list. That kind of came out of nowhere. Do you expect him to play this week?
Well, the good news is with Jordan Matthews here, you can just rest Alshon for a couple weeks in a row, right? Now that you have Jordan Matthews. But, nah, I'm just kidding.
Maybe not.
I think Jordan Matthews will, I think he'll play a fair amount because just body-wise, who do you have out there, right? Like, and he knows the offense, he's coming in. And then with Alshon, listed as questionable, which is an improvement from last week. He was listed as out prior to the game against the Buccaneers, so he is making an improvement. But I would be surprised if Alshon played.
You would. So Ike shouldn't start him in his fantasy football league, not this week.
No.
I would stay away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, can't have him go back in the first week. I'm already taking a chance putting Carson in there this week.
Yeah, look, no, I think you'd be good.
I'm tired of looking at Case Keenum on my team, so yeah, Carson.
Oh, boy.
Carson's playing this week.
Hey, Elliot, does he roll out of bed? Does Carson roll out of bed and look like Carson last year? Maybe there'll be a little bit of rust, but I'm expecting him to come in, not be perfect, but make the same kind of plays he made last year where he's improvising, he's getting outside the pocket to use his arm, not to use his legs. You see the same thing?
Yeah, I think he's physically capable of doing that right now. I mean, he's looked like Carson since the first time we saw him at training camp. There's no hitch in his step. His arm is still very strong. He's able to move. Now, I think there might be some rust at the beginning, and I think maybe the adrenaline could play into it a little. But I think by the second half on Sunday, you'll be able to see the Carson that you saw for last season. I think he's healthy enough, and he's shown he can step up to big moments. So I don't think he'll be rattled or anything by his first game back.
Yeah, Elliot, I know you wrote about this, so I know you have a contrary opinion to me. But if you look at the last 3 years, his senior year in college, his rookie year, and last year, he has had a significant injury in all three of those years. I'm not trying to neuter Carson Wentz. I know what one of the things that makes him special is his athletic ability and being able to scramble around and make plays, but I also don't want him getting injured and maybe being reckless at times. Do you believe that Carson should and will change at least a little bit after what's happened the last few years?
No, I don't believe he should. I mean, I just think this narrative that Carson needs to change how he plays. I mean, the play that he got hit on, he was diving in the end zone for a touchdown on the road. Like, I don't think you want him to change there.
It was reckless, though. It was a reckless play.
It was reckless, but it was in a moment where I think you want somebody out there that would do that. And when you go back and look overall last season, I mean, how many plays can you think of where he really took a big hit running? Not like on a sack.
Not many.
Where he's running the ball. Not many. I mean, he just didn't really run it as much as I think the public likes to believe he did. I mean, look, do you want him to take big hits? No. But at the same time, when I went back and I watched all of Carson's runs from last year, I didn't see enough times where I'm going to, you know, hamper him and really put it in his head he needs to change, because you want him to go out there and be the guy he was last year. And if he gets hit, he gets hit. I mean, quarterbacks get hurt. It happened. Tom Brady tore an ACL, and he barely ever leaves the pocket. So I think you trust Carson to be the guy he was last year, and, you know, you see what happens.
All right, ESP, make your case that Jordan Matthews can and is a better or as good of a wide receiver as Alshon Jeffrey. I think you're nuts, by the way, but I heard you and Barchard going about it. I just don't think Jordan Matthews is a very good player. I think he's an upgrade over what they have here right now, but am I looking for significant production from Jordan Matthews this year? I'm not. No, I'm not.
Well, if you don't think Jordan Matthews is a very good player, I don't really see how you could think Alshon is a great player, because their production prior to last season, I mean, Jordan was hurt last year. Their production prior to last season, Jordan Matthews averaged more catches and more touchdowns every year of his career. So, I mean, in terms of production, Jordan Matthews has been a better player than Alshon prior to last year. Now, Alshon had a good year for the Eagles last year. I wouldn't say, if you exclude the playoffs, I wouldn't say he had an outstanding regular season. He caught 47% of the passes that came his way. I thought him and Carson weren't really on the same page. But, look, I just think, you know, Jordan is a slot receiver that's shown the ability to dominate the slot, and Alshon's a good number two receiver. So I think statistically you're looking at, you know, kind of the same type of guy.
Yeah. Monetarily, the league doesn't view them the same, though. You would agree on that, right?
Yeah, I think Alshon's bank account would make that point, yeah.
Little thicker.
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think about
that would make Sam Bradford what?
I was just about to say.
In his league,
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you would have to at least acknowledge that you can bring up stats, and I mean, somebody's got to catch the ball and get the yards. The quarterbacks throw for 3,500 yards on bad teams. Someone's got to get them.
Well, Alshon.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that narrative. Like Jordan, I mean, Alshon got the ball thrown at him 120 times last year. He was top 15 in the league. He had the ball thrown at him more last year than Jordan Matthews did during his time here.
Right.
Remember that catch he made in the Super Bowl? Jordan Matthews has 0% chance to make that catch. Like, I get what you're saying. Alshon's a number two, and he's probably overpaid for being a number two. So if you want to do value-wise, is Jordan Matthews a better value at however much money he's making compared to Alshon? But at least in my opinion, it's not even close. What do you expect on Sunday, Elliot?
I think the Eagles win. I mean, look, both teams are really banged up. The Colts are missing, I think they're starting running back, one of their tackles. Like, they're missing a few guys. But the Eagles showed last year that they know, at least at the link, how to take care of teams they should beat, right? I mean, we talked ourselves into thinking maybe the Cardinals or the Broncos or the Bears about why these games could be close, and the Eagles just absolutely smoked them. So bringing Carson back, I think you get the Eagles' defense at home, which is, as we know, a better matchup than having them on the road. I think they win the game, and I think they probably cover. I think the spread's like 6.5. I would think they would cover that.
I'm with you. I feel like it's not an easy win, and I said the same thing last week, Elliot. And I was wrong, but yeah, I mean, this is an important game, I think, for fans to get confidence in Carson and really for this team. But we will see. You can read Elliot at 94WIP.com and, of course, the Go Birds podcast and everything else. Elliot, talk to you next Friday, man. Appreciate it.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right, there brother. He is, ESP. We need a weekly, like an intro or something for him, Mike. A parody song. You know what I mean? Something. Ben, what do you think? You a parody song guy? You have a garage you can kind of fire up the guitar and everything else? No? All right. Ben's mad at me because I freaked out on him today. So if you notice, he's not jumping on the mic or whatever. I got mad, and Ben's now pouting in the other room. So that's why he's going to do what he's doing today. this is what happens, and he warms up probably by the end of the show, and it's fine. Or he's going to be mad at me all weekend, but you know, I don't feel bad at all because he deserved it. 888-729-9494.
I'm staying out of this.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese Show. Mike Florio at 3:35. Pro Football Talk. He's all about what could happen in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell, first-round draft pick. Chances of it happening. And could the Eagles make it work? 888-729-9494. And you're not going J-Matt over Alshon, right? Ike?
No, but...
But it's close?
Well, here's the thing. Alshon, to me, they both have specific roles. Neither one of them are complete wide receivers. They just aren't.
Right.
Alshon is more of a possession guy. Go up and get a 50-50 ball. Jordan Matthews is more of a slot guy.
Alshon Jeffrey's cap hit this year, or next year, will be $14.725.
Yeah, and he's being paid like he's a number one wideout.
So what's the better value, Jordan Matthews and the...
It's not even a question, it's Jordan Matthews. Right. I mean, it's not even a question, yeah.
I won't disagree with that.
I mean, if you think about it, Alshon played 16 games here last year. What did he have, 50-some catches?
Yeah, and he very rarely plays 16 games when you look at him. He had 57 for 789. Okay. Nine touchdowns, which was good.
Okay.
It's not...
What?
It's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.